Blog Talk Radio.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. Give me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. I'm glad you came. You got to fell on me, fell on me. You hit me like this car, fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else. Glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live on the air. And yes, I am glad you came. And you just heard that. That was from The Wanted, one of my favorite groups and stuff. So you know we don't discriminate. We play all music. So don't forget to send in your music at lushradioonline.com and call in at 347-826-7722. Tonight we're going to have an author slash actor slash, he's an all-around hustler. He does everything that you could think of, actually. So his name is Delvon Johnson. He's going to be calling in a few on the show, and we're going to be talking to him about his book. It's a bestseller, and you guys definitely need to go and check up on that. It's Delvon Johnson. He's an author, actor, and producer, and he has a new book that is coming out. It's called Be Careful What You Ask For, and it's definitely the sequel to Love Yourself, which was a bestseller, and you know, it was known all over the internet. It's on in Barnes and Nobles. It's online. He's definitely a household name in the entertainment world. You know, he's definitely been in high end events with you know, Vivica Fox, Nigel Barker, Kim Coles, Lil Kim, Whoopi Goldberg, and many more. So, I mean, he's doing a lot of things and stuff. And Be Careful What You Ask For, Johnson brings us back to New York City's fashion world, introducing us to Kira Powers, a young administrative assistant at a major label who is aiming high in her life and love. Kira thinks wealthy attorney Keith is a dream come true as she sets about making her fantasies real. Meanwhile, fashion consulting executive Dwight Jones is looking for an ideal man too, and as he learns, the search for love is filled with pitfalls. His former nemesis, Joanne Marks, discovers the power of love can derail anyone's best laid plans. And you know, it's just a whole, it's, you know, it's a whole different, you know, story compared to what he first had before, you know, basically, you know, love yourself first. And, you know, it's definitely it's a compelling novel, explosion, love yourself. Basically, it's, you know, shows how the decisions people make affect their lives and the consequences that they must live with. The novel instantly made Delvon Johnson a household name among a lot of people. So if you didn't check out the first book, check out Love Yourself and definitely look out for the new book that's coming out. He's definitely doing a lot of things, and he'll be live on the show with us tonight. And this is a big shout-out to MNS Media, strictly for the promo. So definitely his official website is www.delvonjohnson.com, D-E-L-V-O-N, Johnson.com. And then you can also check out the news articles on him at www.gbmnews.com. And definitely check him out on Twitter, Fabulous Book on Twitter and on Facebook, Love Yourself First. So definitely. So he's going to be live on the show with us tonight. And it's going to be awesome. You know, it's definitely going to be awesome. And we're going to be talking to him about his book. And for all the book lovers and stuff, you know, I definitely implore you guys to go and check out and pick up his book and support him. So we're going to go on the line right now, and we're going to see if we have Mr. Johnson on the line with us real quick. So we're going to go there in a quick second and see if we have Mr. Johnson on the line with us. Let's check right now and check our phone lines. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And let's check who's at the door.
Oh.
Hello? Do we have
Hi.
Mr. Johnson at the door? Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Delvon Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually excited and ecstatic that you're live on the show with us today, sir.
Likewise. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Definitely. First off, I just want to say that, you know, it's definitely an honor, and I write poetry and stuff, so it's I'm a book lover. I just love people
okay.
that write, you know. So I love it, and you know, as an African American, also, you know, to do what you're doing, being an entrepreneur and doing what you do, I definitely commend you, and stuff. First off, you know.
Thank you.
I want to say that. Do you have any shout-outs or anything, you know, anybody you want to shout-out before we get into this interview, Mr. Johnson?
Well, definitely. I'd like to thank Ernest Jackson. He's my new PR person. He's been doing wonders at this point for me, but just with regard to PR and getting, you know, getting me exposed and recognized. In addition, I'd like to thank the African-American Book Exchange, O.C. Jackson, which is my publisher. He's just come on board with the second book, Be Careful What You Ask For. And he's also been trekking hard to get this book out there the way it needs to go. And also GBM News. GBM News, I'm a writer for, but they've also just been wonderful in supporting me and getting me where I need to be. So that was just some of the people that I like to give shout-outs to.
Definitely. And, you know, I definitely, you know, like, you know, you're just like, you seem like you're just a happy, charismatic person and stuff like that. You know, what basically started you and intrigued you to say, hey, I'm going to write a book? What made you say, this is what I want to do?
Well, I'll have to dig back in my crates for that one.
Digging in
actually,
the crates.
Actually, I was. It was in 2009. I was working at AT&T as you know, in the corporate office, and I was in a relationship that kind of turned out very ugly. And I was in a situation where I was so angry that I really wasn't sure how to channel my anger. So everyone
uh-huh.
would say, "You should just write a book about it. You should just write a book about it." So I said, "All right, I'm going to write a book about it." And every day, I would get to work, and in between phone calls at the job, I would write a little bit toward in this book. And as I kept going with it, it was just kind of, it turned into something that was refreshing and in a way that I'm able to vent, so to speak, without
yeah.
doing anything, you know, harsh. And at the same time, right. At the same time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this book so fabulous that the person I was with is going to wish that they never did what they did. And I'm going to put them in the acknowledgments once I get the book done. So that was my goal. Like, that was like my whole thing. Like, that's what I'm going to do. So once the book was done, I just started to seek, you know, what do I do to publish it? Like, how do you publish? Had no idea. I went online. I found a self-publishing company and paid oodles of money to get it out there. But I did it, and I put the person in the acknowledgments and thanked them because, if I hadn't been gone through what I'd gone through, I would have never been able to complete the book. So So while the first book was in production, which was Love Yourself First, and I named it Love Yourself First because I had always put other people first, you know, in terms of relationships. I was always me doing the giving, me being putting myself behind the person. And this time I just felt like from that point forward, I was going to be first. So that's why it was called Love Yourself First. A lot of people think it's a self-help book, but it's not. it's a collaboration of my creative juices flowing, along with some of the experiences that I went through in my previous relationship. So that's how things kind of got started.
Well, I wanted to touch on one thing. You know, I wasn't in a corporate office, but I did work for AT&T back in the day. I was a wireless assistant back in
the day. Wow. That's cool. Well, I mean, I'm telling you, and the job was driving me so crazy, like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, since then I've branched out. I'm not working. You know, I do everything now on my own. Everything is now all about my book, and it's just branched me out into so many different directions that I can't even begin to tell you.
Definitely. I mean, you seem like a giver. So, you know, and I know that's a natural trait for a Pisces, but I just had to drop in. You're not a Pisces by chance, or are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
Yeah, you're still a water sign, though. You're still a water sign, so. So we're big givers and stuff. So
yeah,
that's why I was like, oh, okay, he might be in that water scene somewhere. But you know, a lot of times, you know, in life, we do sometimes push ourselves back, and we get the short end of the book and of the stick. And we always try to give, and then we give so much to the point that we become, you know, basically drained out the relationship. And in the book, you talk about all of your different experiences and stuff that you went through and everything, which I think basically everybody that goes through relationships goes through disputes or trying to find love, loving yourself and different things like that. We all can relate to it, you know, in a sense. So it's definitely
And the book is Love Yourself First is a little different because, like I said, a lot of people thought it was a self-help book. And I guess in some ways it is because the reaction I've gotten from people when I hear that they've read it is they feel fabulous and it makes them want to go shopping and all this stuff. And, you know, when I wrote it, you know, each character has a depiction of somebody that was in my life somewhere or another. Some of them are made up, but some of them are real people. And as the first book goes on, like at the end of the book, everyone kind of, had they loved themselves first, they wouldn't have experienced some of the trials and tribulations that they had. So it is a novel, but there is a message to the novel, and the message is to love yourself first.
Definitely. I have a question. Any of the people like that you did, I know they were real characters, but you kind of like switched the names around and stuff.
Has anybody
like that you knew that you might have been talking about? Have they ever like read it and said, "Were you talking about me?"
What?
Did you ever get
close? No. My ex. Of course, he was in the book. So while I was writing it, I think that I somehow made a typo and I put his last name in there instead of a fictional name, and I pissed him off. But again, I didn't really care because it was like, you know, the whole purpose at that point was to you know, make the book so fabulous that he wished he hadn't done what he did. And then there was one other person, my best friend, Tim. He actually wanted me to put his real name in there. So put his real name in there. But he requested that. So he's the only person that has his real name in there. And people know, like some people like that have read the book, one young lady asked me, is Tim a real person? She knew him. So it was funny because she really knew who he was. And I was like, yeah, that's Tim.
Well, through self-publishing and everything like that, you know, what is one big lesson that you learned as being an author and being in this industry? What was one big thing that you feel is like that is a key important thing for like authors should know getting into the publishing and, you know, being an author and writing and putting their own works out, you know, for the world to see?
Well, you got to know what you're getting yourself into. I really had no idea what I was doing. I just saw it. I made the phone call. They told me it wasn't going to be an overnight success. And I just started paying money. I paid for the book to be designed and for the editing. And then I paid for the PR, which was horrible through the book company. Then I turned around and I didn't realize that I would have to pay for books. And books are expensive. So, I had to put like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars out to get books. And, you know, the more books you purchase, the less they cost. But you have to have that capital up front. And I didn't really have it. So I was trucking around doing book signings with maybe 50 to 75 books each hit. But, you know, so I made the money, I guess I would say made it back. But it was just a challenge to get that capital up. I'm published now with a traditional publisher. The African American Book Exchange, they are a traditional publisher. However, they only do e-books. So the second book is now only available on e-book, which is, it just seems like it's a new wave of the future and everybody has e-books
now.
It is because
everybody has, like, an iPad. They can download it on their phone. I mean, it's easier, you know. So,
yeah, and cheaper.
Yeah.
And much cheaper.
Yeah,
my only challenge is I can't have book signings because I have nothing to sign. So I'm going to probably have parties and, you know, and get-togethers and things like that to encourage people to purchase. But I just can't have book signings. That's the only downfall.
Oh, okay. Still at the same time, you know, some people, you know, they might be so excited, they might ask you to sign, you know, a piece of paper, whatever, you know. Some people just, you know, the fans and stuff, so, you know, they're fans regardless, you know.
Right.
And so you take us into that whole venture of, you know, loving yourself and everything like that. Basically, you know, you were venting, but at the same time, you still were able, it was almost like you were talking and venting out, but at the same time, you were helping other people that might have been going through the same situation you were going through. And they basically, you know, got help from that situation. So we move on from that journey going into the transition into be careful for what you ask, be careful what you ask for. Now tell us more about this book and tell us about this new journey. We're kind of a brief synopsis of what we're about to enter into this one.
Okay, so, all right, so let me, I guess I have to help you understand what Love Yourself First transitioned from. It's two guys that started a fashion consulting firm. And they hire this woman, her name is Joan Marks. Joan Marks is super fabulous. She is a mix between Alexis Devereaux from Dynasty and Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada. She's, like, super fabulous. And she comes into their company, and she basically uses them to create a name for herself in the fashion industry. As a result, her plan works, and her fiancé starts to feel neglected because of her newfound success. As a result, he ends up finding himself in a relationship or in a love affair, but he falls in love with a man. So that's the first book. That's what Love Yourself First. That's all the drama with that. Then when I never stopped writing when I was working on Be Careful What You Ask For. I just kept going from Love Yourself First while that was in production. I kept writing. So Be Careful What You Ask For. Yeah, it goes from the hood, I would say, because Kira Powers is. She's living in Newark, New Jersey, and she's a temp for a fashion company, and she always wanted to be a model. She meets this guy, his name is Keith. Keith is a lawyer, and she meets him in the city, and they, long story short, end up falling in love. She leaves her little hood apartment. She moves in with him on Fifth Avenue. And when she moves into this fabulous building that he resides in, she's on the elevator and she meets this fabulous woman. And it's Joan Marks that's on the elevator. So her and Joan kind of become friends, and Joan kind of takes her under her wing, especially since Joan is in the fashion industry. Joan then takes Kira to like a party, and she introduces her to this guy's name is Cornell. And Cornell's a huge model scout. So he sees something in Kira that no one else does and thinks that she could have potential to be a model. So he starts to do all these different things and all these fabulous things for her to make her a model. But in the back end, he has his own agenda, which basically is to sleep with her. So as the story moves forward, Kira's kind of faced with either sleeping with this man to create a name for herself in the fashion industry as a supermodel, or to stay neutral and be, with her boyfriend, Keith, that, you know, is a lawyer, and just stay, you know, neutral where she is. So that's why it's called Be Careful What You Ask For, because she has to make a choice as to what she wants to do. Is she going to be the model she always wanted to be and sleep with Cornell, or is she just going to stay as she is? So that's the out-and-out synopsis of what it's all about. And then there's other under-rolling storylines with Dwight, because, you know, he had his relationship drama in the first book, so it's kind of showing all the stuff that he's encountering, you know, and trying to recuperate from the horrible breakup and all these different things that happen. And it's just really exciting. It keeps you going. Definitely.
Definitely. It's definitely an intense book. And if you're listening right now, don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. And we're dealing and we're talking with the wonderful actor, author, the one and only Delvon Johnson, and he is just wonderful and he's fabulous and he just has this wonderful book. And I implore everyone to definitely support him, because you know a lot of you guys have iPads, Kindles, and all that stuff. The new book is coming out, and you know you got to check for that and support them. So if you weren't writing right now, what would be your next thing? Even though you know you have a whole bunch of talents, what would be that main thing that you would do if you weren't writing right now at the moment, if that wasn't what you were doing at this moment right now?
I don't really know. That's a good question. I used to sing. I went to school for music. So, you know, shout out to Arts High. I went to school for music. And, you know, at the time, that was, like, always my dream as a child, I guess, coming up, was to sing. And I sang with lots of people. I sang with Jennifer Hudson. I sang with CeCe Peniston. I've done all these different things. So I guess I probably would have been pursuing my music career, if anything. But I don't know. I kind of, as I got older, I kind of fell out of the whole groove of wanting to be in that limelight at that capacity. I don't mind being in the limelight now, but this is kind of it's a hit or miss. I can choose to be in it, but I don't have to worry about people chasing me down the street when I come out of my house. So
you kind of want the fame, but at the same time, you still want to be able to be discreet and still have like your own personal life at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It can definitely get hectic and stuff, you know, with the
definitely.
Industry. And the situation that in the second book that the young lady is going through. It's something that a lot of models got to deal with in this industry, and it's sad.
Yeah.
Whether it's male or female, to get to that next level, and sometimes even artists have to deal with that. To get to that next level, do you have to sleep, or even in regular corporate America, or do you have to sleep with that boss to get that pay raise? Do you
right.
have to call that boss
couch.
To do with that Right. You know, I mean, it's crazy, but I mean, it's real. It really does happen.
Yeah,
you know,
it sure does.
Yeah, or do I sit here and stay with this dude, but how long is he going to be here before he starts
right.
acting stupid?
And she, you know, she really, she, you know, she's always, had always wanted to be a model. And she's pretty. Like, when you read the book, you know, all of my descriptions are really, everyone loves my descriptions. I really take you into the world of whatever's happening. Like, I, you know, from some of the, my writers or my authors that I kind of look up to, I've always learned that, you know, the five senses are so important in writing. So, you know, you
Definitely.
Want people to smell what it is. It's an apple pie baking. You want them to smell it. Or you want them to taste whatever it is that Kira is eating at the fabulous restaurant on Fifth Avenue. So that's kind of my thing. I enjoy describing and taking my readers into exactly what it is that's happening.
Yeah, you use a lot of, you know, good imagery, you know, to the point where people might actually want to go up there to Fifth Avenue and be like, look, Kira's eating right now.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I get when people say they read my book. They felt fabulous. They felt like jumping in a limousine or going shopping because my descriptions are so so on point and so there. And then a lot of things that I also do is it's relatable because a lot of the places are real places. So they'll say, oh, I've been there before, or I know where that is, you know, that sort of thing. So that's another good thing that people enjoy about reading my books is it's a real life thing. It's real places and all like that. So
what is your biggest highlight, your biggest moment through, you know, your success with, you know, your first book and moving on to the next book? What is your biggest highlight, you know, being an author?
It's kind of several. I think one of the first ones early on was when I met Elin Harris. He's my inspiration for writing Love Yourself First in the first place. And when I first finished him, I sought out to find him. Like, I have to find this man. I have to talk to him about my book. And I did. He passed away now, but I did get the opportunity to actually meet him and give him a copy of the book. Some of the other highlights is just celebrities that I've met over the course of all of this. It's just incredible, and the book has taken me into so many different directions, as you can see with the acting and the producing and all these different things. So it's dragged me into so many different directions, and it's great. You know, it's really great. So that's a highlight for me. It's just being able the opportunities that I've been given just from writing the book. You know, so
definitely. With the book itself, the book is out now, or
yes,
the book is out now. So if you were to going and purchasing it, would I employ everyone to go and purchase the book? What would be the steps for us to go and download that and purchase that and support your movement?
Sure. You can go to Amazon. Definitely on Amazon. Both books are on Amazon on the Kindle. And if you have an Apple iPad, they're still working on getting it available to the Apple iTunes store. But you can download. There's a Kindle app and there's a Barnes & Noble app on the iPad that will allow you to download it. Barnes & Noble, you can definitely go and pick it up there. That's it. Those two, Barnes & Noble and Amazon, is where you can pick them up at. Smashwords as well. I'm sorry.
Definitely. And another question I have to ask, somebody asked me, what also, you know, made you go into the acting thing? You know, what made you get into acting?
A friend of mine. it was a friend of mine that had a play. It was called Cyber Sex, and they were looking for this a person to portray a little boy. So I look young. I'm 34, but I look like a little kid. Supposed to have a short haircut.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I look like a little. Everyone says I look like a little kid. And so I told. So they wanted me to play this part, and I said, okay, I'll try it, and I took the little lines and whatever, and it was like they loved it. So I loved, you know, I really enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed being on stage. And then a friend of mine that was actually in that production, she has a show on Staten Island. It's called Love and Lena, and it's a public access show. So she had invited me on to show to do an interview on the book, and then, like, after you do an interview on the book, you can kind of indulge in some skits. And it's sort of like a Living Color, but there's, like, some serious undertones to it as well. And I ended up acting out. Like, when I saw myself on camera, I fell in love with it. Like, I was like, oh, my goodness, I look good on the camera. So... So when that happened, that was it. Like, it was like, oh, my gosh, I'd love to be on camera. So if it's not an acting opportunity or if I'm not, I've done several, you know, different little parts in some movies and some TV series and web series. If it's not that, then I do correspondence. So I'm interviewing people on the red carpet. I've interviewed Lala from Lala Full Court. I've interviewed Kim Wayans. I've interviewed Jay Manuel from America's Next Top Model. I've interviewed, there's a variety of people, Nigel Barker from America's Next Top Model. There's a ton of different people that I've had the opportunity to meet and interview. So,
I'm really intrigued because you have a real high, like, fashion sense, and you're really in a fashion, like, really, you never had, like, a pursuit to even be a fashion designer or even consult, you know, a fashion designer or anything about look?
I do a little bit of styling now. It was funny, when I started writing the book, I always wanted to be a fashion stylist, or I always wanted to do that while I was sitting at little AT&T with my shirt and tie on. But I never really knew how to channel it. So that's how the characters came into play, because I created people that I wanted to be. And then, you know, as this whole book began to unravel and everything started to rise, you know, with this was with regard of the book being out and everything, these different opportunities came, and La Bella Diva, which is a another up and coming company, her name is Yvonne Forbes. She is the CEO of the company. She actually brought me on as her stylist for the company. So I do a little bit of styling. I'm new at it, but I enjoy that. So that's one of my newer projects that I'm working with is styling. And she just saw something in me. Like, she was like, oh, my God, even though, you know, you're doing everything else, I think you'd be great as a stylist. So that was just an opportunity, another stepping stone for me to get into the world of fashion and you know, and just get into, you know, they know I'm an author and the book is about fashion. So it was another opportunity and way for me to get in. So I'm doing a little bit of styling here and there, and it's fun.
Yeah, I definitely know you'll be fabulous and great and amazing at it because, I mean, you have a really good fashion sense. I mean, you know what you want to see on somebody, you know? You know exactly what you want to see on somebody. And I definitely think you're going to be successful at whatever you put your hands on because you definitely, you know, your personality, you have this aura that's just so great that everybody will just, like, you know, just come to you because you just have this great aura of yourself, you know?
Thank you.
And I really, you know, I really like your fun. You're not, you know... You know, a lot of people, you know, come there uptight and stuff, but you're just fun, you know, and I just like your personality, seriously.
Oh, God, wait till you get some champagne in me. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. That'd be definitely, well, I definitely appreciate Ernest. He's definitely a wonderful publicist. He's provided us with a lot of great interviews, and he always sends me a lot of good people on the show. So I have to give a big shout-out to Ernest for definitely sending you over here to our show. We on Wednesdays, we always talk about business. What are the key points when it comes to business? Like, how important to you is business when it comes to being an author or just being in the industry in general?
It's very important. You have to know, I mean, just me coming from being self-published and going into traditional, I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword because I'm not used to being just laying back and letting anybody else do something. So even though Ernest is, like, helping me do PR, I'm still doing my own. I'm still on Facebook. I'm still tweeting. I'm still doing everything. Because I've already built myself into, as a self-published author, I've already learned that I have to do everything. So as my career grows, it's not for me to just sit down and let everybody else run around and do everything, but for me to lift a hand as well. And you just have to know, I think going the self-published route taught me a lot in terms of the publishing industry before I really got to a point where, you know, I have other people helping me do things. So, you know, the key to it is to just know, and to when you get contracts, to have people look over them, and you know, don't take it for your own word, but make sure you have someone else look over it, and be sure that, you know, before you sign anything, you be sure that you know what you're signing. A lot of times people get taken, and it's not a good look.
Definitely. And this industry can be cruel if you don't do the right things or take the wrong steps in this industry. But, you know, definitely you're surrounded by a lot of good people, you know, and just your personality itself, I know definitely you're going to be successful at whatever you do.
Yeah.
And I definitely, guys, if you're listening, make sure that you follow Delvon on Fabulous Book on
mm-hmm.
Twitter, Fabulous Book, Boox Book. Because some people, you know, sometimes forget how to spell and stuff. So I had to spell it out for you guys. You know?
Yeah.
And Facebook is Delvon Johnson on Facebook. Make sure you like his fan page and definitely support him and what he's doing. Don't forget, like I said, in the Jewish community, the dollar rotates several times, and us as African Americans and us as people in general need to support our communities and support people that are in business. And I think that you guys need to go and support our guy, our dude, we love him, Delvon Johnson, because he's doing some marvelous things out here. He's definitely giving inspiration to people to go for your dreams and do what you want to do out here. Don't let anybody hold you back from what you want to do.
Definitely. That's my key. Follow your dreams. That's something I always tell people. So it's so important.
Definitely. I'll be coming up to New York soon and stuff, so I'll hit up Ernest. I don't know. I might pop out with some bubbly and stuff and see how we're going to act with some bubbly.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. I'll have my glass waiting.
Oh, man. I can honestly say it was a pleasure, you know, and an honor to have you on the show. And hopefully this isn't the last time. You know, do you have any extra copies of the first book? Because I definitely would love to get my autograph if you have any left. If you don't,
I don't have any more of the hard copies. The publisher that I was working with, the first book is kind of, it's available on Kindle, but it's kind of in limbo right now, only because I'm in process of getting a deal with a big publisher. So I was gonna put it back out, but I'm like, I don't want to put it back out just yet, because I don't want to sign, and then a big publisher come along and say, oh, hey, we want you. So I'm just, so I just left it available on ebook for now, but within the next several months, though, I should know something. It should be back out in the market, you know, as a hard actual book.
All right. Well, you know,
but
what?
You can't order it. You can't order it on Amazon, though.
No, I'm gonna order it and definitely support. But when I come, you can autograph my arm and make it like a tattoo.
Okay.
Oh man. You know, but you know, I have to be silly. You know, I like to, you know, like my you know, interviewees, you know, feel comfortable, feel like, you know, we can, you know, sip on some Kool-Aid, eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and
that's chill, a little
practice. You know? Yeah. You already know. But, you know, I have nothing but love for you, and I wish nothing but success in all that you do, and I want you to continue keep doing what you do, because you already have the right, you know, formula for what you're doing, and you just keep doing it, and don't ever change for anybody, and we're going to continue to support what you got going on.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I hope to eventually meet you.
Definitely. I truly appreciate you so much, and definitely can't wait to hopefully have you back on your third, fourth, fifth book, because I know you're going to continue writing, or you get to that motion picture, because whatever you do is going to be successful. You a star. You just are a star.
Oh, thank
point
you.
Definitely, man. But definitely shout out to Strictly for the promo, MNF Media, Ernest Jackson. Shout out to Del Von Jackson. Please support his book, please. This is what we need to do, support one another. So definitely, and remember, in life, life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you are in control of the direction that it goes, and support one another and keep doing what you're doing. Keep striving for success each and every day. Don't forget the first book was Love Yourself
First.
Love Yourself First. And the second book is for download, and you guys can go and check that other book out. And I love the cover. It's definitely hot. Be careful what you ask for, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's always a message in each book. So definitely read the book and get entertained, get involved, and, you know, have a book club. You know, maybe you can hit them up for bookings and have them come to a book signing or not a book signing, but actually a book reading, and maybe he can read, you know, or he can show up. So definitely, you know, contact his publicist, which is Ernest Jackson. And that email is mnsmedia@gmail.com. If you would like to, you know, definitely inquire about interviews and things like that. So support them. And, you know, this is Lush Radio Online, and this is what we do. And definitely love you. And I'm going to see you soon.
Okay, we'll do. All right.
Jet setter, go getter, nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett, done that. Top model, cheer to your everyday hood. Less than all, but more than a few, but enough.